Why don't we ask the same question, as long as we're talking about chemotherapy for a minute, about squamous? What's your usual approach to that?
Squamous, I think, my personal thing is increasingly I use nab-paclitaxel carboplatin. It's easy, convenient for patients. Of course, the big criticism is the cost issue. And I think taxane-based regimen, otherwise, is paclitaxel carboplatin or nab-paclitaxel carboplatin, I think, are reasonable in my mind. And I tend to use more nab-paclitaxel carboplatin with no maintenance.
Corey?
Identical. NAPAC, I will generally dose it weekly. I do not use Q3-week dosing with nanoparticle albumin-bound paclitaxel. I tend to adopt the QA schedule, the French schedule, where I'll give it 3 weeks on, 1 week off, as opposed to the Szczynski schedule, where the NAPAC was given weekly without interruption. It's just that is just not a feasible schedule. You can make an argument for day one, day eight, Q3-week schedule. And outside of a clinical trial, I do not use maintenance. There is a clinical trial actually assessing the role of NAPAC maintenance, which completed accrual, I think, about 3 or 4 months ago.
So actually, I want to ask the three of you the same question, but first, just to finish up on squamous, do you present or consider necitumab in any situations?
No.
Corey?
Discussed it, I think. I'm trying to remember back. We've used it exactly once.
So you discuss it in what situations? All? Or younger patients?
To some patients, younger, healthier, and in patients where I'm contemplating a gemcitabine-based regimen, the data with platinum and gem.